Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A federal judge has thrown a Rowlett man in prison for 43 years for killing his former girlfriend. KRLD's L.P. Phillips has a follow-up report.
Andrew Beard has been sentenced to 43 years in federal prison for two charges related to the murder of Alyssa Burkett. At age 36, it means Beard will be locked up without parole until he is age 79. In October of 2020, Beard stalked, tracked down, then murdered Alyssa Burkett. She had just won custody of their small child. Beard used a tracking device to find Burkett at her Carrollton business before shooting her with a shotgun, then stabbing her 13 times. As part of his plan, Burkett wore black makeup and tried to use a cheap pickup truck designed to throw off investigators. One FBI agent called Burkett the definition of evil. From the 24-hour news center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, after spending decades in prison for a crime he didn't commit, a Dallas man is finally free. KRLD's Christian Powers with the story.
Family and friends packed a Dallas County courtroom Wednesday to hear a judge declare Tyrone Day innocent, wrongfully convicted of a crime he did not commit 33 years ago.
It gave me a sense of, relief with the injustice that was done.
In 1990, Day was convicted of sexually assaulting a woman near Fair Park. At the time, he pleaded guilty to the crime despite maintaining his innocence. He says he feared a trial might lead to a longer prison sentence. He spent 25 years locked up. A reinvestigation and further DNA testing cleared him. Day was released on parole in 2015, but had to register as a sex offender. That's now completely removed from his record. Day's case marked the 44th overall exoneration for Dallas County since 2001. From the 24-hour news center, Christian Powers, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a former fire chief has admitted in federal court to stealing department funds. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
Former Argyle Volunteer Fire District Chief Troy McCohenberger pleads guilty in federal court to 13 federal charges stemming from stealing nearly $500,000 from the department and not paying employee retirement benefits. The Justice Department says Hohenberger took out cash advances at casinos and used department money to repay them. Sam Johnson, the president of Argyle Professional Firefighters Local 5190, tells me Hohenberger will need to make restitution.
His personal properties would be seized by the federal government for restitution to the victims of his crimes.
Hohenberger tried covering up the embezzlement by falsifying the department's budget report. That's led to a deficit of more than $1.5 million. And Johnson says as a result, unless the state or the county steps in with assistance by August, firefighters will have to go without paychecks. From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Stars captain Jamie Benn, he will not be in uniform tonight for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, or Game 5, if there is one. The NHL has suspended him for two games following a vicious cross-check in the early moments of Game 3 Tuesday night. And yesterday, for the first time since it happened, Benn spoke with the media about it.
What was going on and what led to that?
Just unfortunate play. I think I just need to be more responsible with my body and my stick and, put my team in a tough situation. So, it's pretty unfortunate.
The Stars and Vegas Game 4 tonight at the American Airlines Center.
Well, today's the first round of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth.
Some of the top names in golf will be playing in the tournament, like Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler, and Victor Hovland. But the name that will definitely be a fan favorite, Michael Block, the club pro from California who captured everyone's heart during last weekend's PGA Championship. Block got an exemption to play in the tournament and says he's living a dream.
It's just weird now where I come up through a gate and the guys at the gate are screaming block party, when I'm going through, and the guy making me an omelet gave me knuckles and said I did awesome last week. I mean, that's the part where it's a little beyond me at this point, you know. So it's cool, but I'm trying to enjoy it.
Block will tee off at 1:30 this afternoon. This is also the 20-year anniversary of Annika Sorumstam teeing off against the men in the Colonial, marking the first appearance by a woman in a PGA tournament event in more than half a century. Sorumstam will be on hand for this weekend's tournament. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080, KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.